of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good morning. This is the morning news for today, Monday, March 23rd, 2020. I'm your presenter, Hassan Robinson. Here are the headlines. Dominica has reported its first positive case of the dreaded COVID-19 coronavirus, says Health and Wellness and New Health Investment Minister Irvin McIntyre. The government of Grenada is advocating serious social distancing as they enter into a new phase of protection against COVID-19. And the coronavirus outbreak in New York will get worse with damage accelerated by shortages of key medical supplies, the city's mayor has said. The news is brought to you for the very kind compliments of Rudolph Thomas Enterprises. The details of these stories and more coming up next.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fence pipe, and Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins, and bidets. PVC piping, fittings, and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
And we're back. Dominica reports its first case of the COVID-19 virus as of March 22, 2020. This was announced officially by Dominica's Health Minister, Dr. Irvin McIntyre, at a public press conference held on Sunday. Dr. McIntyre made the revelation that the individual has been identified as a 54-year-old man who recently came from England, and more information reveals that he resides in Dalies. Residents from Dalies are of the belief that this individual has been on island since the 10th of March, and as of Sunday, March 22nd, he has been witnessed in church as well as socializing with the general public. According to the health minister, the gentleman has been home quarantined from the genesis of his arrival, which would then contradict the earlier statements of the health ministry, which stated only last week that they have only had three suspected cases since January, and after meticulous testing, all three have been considered negative. The Minister of Health, along with the ministry, is advising persons to take all the necessary precautions to protect themselves and others.
The Ministry of Health advises the public that Dominica has recorded its first case of COVID-19 today, March 22, 2020. The patient is a 54-year-old male Dominican citizen who recently returned to Dominica from the United Kingdom. This individual was placed under home quarantine from the time of arrival and has been under surveillance by a medical team. This individual is being treated in a special isolation unit and will remain there until recovery. In accordance with established public health practices, the Ministry of Health has initiated aggressive contact tracing to identify every individual who may have come into close contact with this patient. All individuals identified during contact tracing will be tested and placed under quarantine. Our primary focus as a ministry is to ensure containment and prevent in-country transmission. We are assuring the public that all necessary actions are being taken. The ministry advises the public to continue to follow proper hygiene, respiratory etiquette, and social distancing. The public is also advised to inform the health officials in their districts regarding anyone not adhering to quarantine measures. The Ministry of Health commits to continuing to provide all the necessary information to the people of the Commonwealth of Dominica on measures to be taken to ensure the health and safety of all Dominicans.
And that was Minister of Health, Dr. Irvin McIntyre. Meantime, Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit has announced that all schools will be officially closed as the country has moved into stage 2 of its preparedness against the COVID-19. He also is asking persons over the age of 70 to stay at home, as well as persons with underlying complications or illness. He advised persons to stock up on vital supplies, especially medication, and cautioned that they should not panic or hoard shop.
I am asking all persons over the age of 70 years old, or any person who has a chronic underlying condition that is not being managed properly, to stay at home and minimize contact with the general public. My government is adopting a four-stage approach to the management of the virus of this pandemic. With the revelation of the first imported case, we have moved from level 1 to level 2. Against that background, I am making a decision to suspend all classes of school from tomorrow. We shall intensify screening at our borders, and I anticipate that in a day or two, we shall be announcing new measures and regulations with respect to opening of our ports of entry. Suffice to say, Dominica shall follow international practice and guidelines in this regard.
The country will continue to operate business as usual, with the only difference being schools are closed and that they will beef up on screening at our open ports of entries. The Prime Minister says other press conferences will be held during the course of the week.
As of tomorrow, we shall beef up security and screening at our ports of entry, and by midweek, I shall have more to say on the issue of mandatory quarantine of persons entering our island. I urge citizens to take the opportunity for the next few days to stock up on essential items. There is no need for panic, and there is no need for hoarding of goods. Act in a manner as to reflect an appreciation for the fact that this situation is now urgent and that Dominica will have to act swiftly to protect itself from further importation of this disease.
And that was the Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit. Meantime, the Dominica Grammar School invites all parents to an emergency PTA meeting today, Monday, March 23rd, 2020. The meeting will be held from 4:15 p.m. at the Dominica Grammar School. The release says to parents, your family's health and safety is worth your attendance, so please be on time. Q95 will bring you more information on the outcome of this emergency PTA meeting as soon as it becomes available. Also in local news, speaking at the closing ceremony of the DYBT's Arts of Design Fashion Business Workshop at Dexia's conference room on Friday, Minister of State in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, International Business and Diaspora Relations, Edward Regis, sent out congratulations to the participants who successfully completed the two-day workshop. The workshop was facilitated by the established overseas-based Dominican fashion designers Lorraine Delsol and Mary Green. It was hosted by the DYMBT under the project Strengthening Resilient Business Development Capacity for Youth Entrepreneurs from Disadvantaged Backgrounds in the Commonwealth of Dominica, and was funded by the IOM Development Fund.
I wish to acknowledge the valuable partnership demonstrated between the Dominica Youth Business Trust, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, International Business and Diaspora Relations, and the International Organization for Migration. Through the launch and execution of this workshop, designed not only to strengthen the capacity of Dominican entrepreneurs in the fashion sector, but to forge greater engagement with the diaspora. I envision that this workshop has not only served to equip young designers in Dominica with the necessary training to establish sustainable businesses, but also it provides an avenue to establish linkages for networking, experience sharing, and business development opportunities between Dominicans in the diaspora and young Dominican entrepreneurs like yourselves, to be better placed and ready to take advantage of various opportunities which will enable you to become successful businessmen and women.
And that was the Minister in the State of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, International Business and Diaspora Relations, Edward Regis. And a statement sent to Q95 News on Friday from the chairman of Dominica's Afflits Commission, Brendan Williams, indicates that he provided via teleconferencing with various stakeholders insights into the concerns of the athletes ahead of the 2020 Tokyo Olympic Games set for Japan in July 2020 in light of the coronavirus pandemic. Brendan Williams is a former national high jumper and represented Dominica in track and field in a number of events around the world, as he has also served on the Athletes Advisory Committee for the Commonwealth Games Federation.
The 18th of March 2020, over 200 athletes were brought together via a conference call to discuss the upcoming Olympic Games and the corona pandemic, which the globe is basically suffering right now. And at that conference call, it was chaired by Ms. Kirsty Coventry, who is the IOC's Athletes Commission Chair. And also on the conference call, we had Mr. Thomas Bach, who is the president of the IOC. We also had in attendance the Chief Sports Director of the IOC, as well as the Scientific and Medical Director of the IOC. At that conference call, we discussed the possibility of the postponement of the games, which the president, IOC president, struck off the bat that they are not even contemplating postponing the games, but regular updates will be given as to what may transpire. And some of the key issues were discussed, such as the qualifications, qualification process, due to the fact that most of the qualification tournaments have been postponed or cancelled, the ranking system, and the preparation of athletes. As you know, in certain parts of the globe, that a lot of our athletes are quarantined, which means they cannot go outside, so they are not able to train effectively and efficiently. So all these were discussed, and even the measures they may take to qualify athletes for the games, whereas some countries may have the quota system. So for a small country like Dominica, they may just allow two athletes to attend the games. And that may shortchange us from competing if we have athletes, let's say two or three, four, five athletes on the verge of qualifying.
And that was a former Dominican national high jumper and chairman of the Dominica's Athletes Commission, Brendan Williams. And can we seek to be the only country in the world which will be COVID-19 free in 2020? That was a question asked by President of the United Workers' Party, Isaac Baptist, before the revelation on Sunday. He made this comment while speaking to QFM News on Friday, following the announcement of measures announced by the Maho Bus Drivers Association that same day to reduce the possible transmission of the virus in Dominica. The United Workers' Party president urged the association to mount a delegation to approach the government of Dominica to provide the necessary assistance to multiply the effects of their positive efforts to support the COVID-19 prevention initiative. The association made an executive decision to have all its members reduce the number of passengers taken on board from 16 to 10, significantly improving social distancing and thereby reducing the chances of transmission on public transport. They have also indicated that the matter of increased sanitary practices by disinfecting their vehicles has been adopted by the Bus Drivers Association.
The policies we are hearing from the government is more aimed at reacting when we have a case. Right now, we don't have one, according to the authorities. We must do everything for prevention. The same way, we seek to be the first country in the world to be climate resilient. Can we seek to be the only country in the world that did not have, and again, let me compliment the bus drivers, and I'm suggesting to them that they all get together and have a delegation to the government to seek assistance with respect, at least to their fuel, that they can be given a fuel voucher for that purpose, because you know the money is there. And there are many ways you can look at the 2019-2020 budget for savings that initiatives like that can support.
And that was the president of the United Workers' Party, Isaac Baptist. And public emergency service and frontline healthcare workers are on the front lines of the fight of COVID-19. And as such, it is the responsibility of the DPSU to take a proactive approach to protect its members. This comes from the General Secretary of the DPSU, Thomas Slater, who was revealing information published by the union in an official address. The address deals with the current COVID-19 issue, highlighting the levels of concern the union has for its members, especially as most of the public servants are frontline soldiers in not only this COVID-19 COVID-19 case, but in various aspects of our social construct. Abnormal or non-normal times call for creative recommendations, and ideas should not be accompanied by hostility to your union leaders who speak on your behalf, says the DPSU General Secretary Thomas Slater.
Public emergency service and frontline healthcare workers are at the forefront confronting this crisis. As your representative body, the Dominica Public Service Union is within its rights to speak on any and every issue on your behalf. It is its responsibility to take a proactive approach on any matter which may affect you and your family. It would be irresponsible on the part of the union if we were to abandon our role. In fact, our position is that since it is not normal times, our concerns and the need to speak on your behalf is even greater. Abnormal or non-normal times calls for creative ideas and recommendations. It should not be accompanied by hostility towards your union leaders who speak on your behalf. Personal attacks by those who know better should be forcefully condemned.
The union says the fight against COVID-19 requires the efforts of every sensible Dominican and is not a government thing only, as it affects all Dominicans.
The fight against COVID-19 requires the efforts of every sensible Dominican. This is not a government thing only. It crosses every political party or social strata. Every Dominican faces the risk of becoming infected whenever we have a first case of the virus. A recent consultation on the matter provides us with the opportunity to raise some concerns and to recommend actions which will provide some level of protection and safety, as well as support to our members, including our healthcare providers and other public officers who will be exposed. We are also of the view that health and other workers who work hard to ensure the safety of the populace should be provided with reasonable incentives for the extra hard work and their service.
He added that we must be united in our efforts in fighting COVID-19 along with prayers and rid ourselves from negativity.
Only a mere 3 months on the heels of a divisive national election and now being faced by this virus epidemic, which even if it does not reach our shores, will nevertheless impact our economy and social well-being in significant ways. We must desist engaging in divisive personal attacks and impudence. Instead, we should be united in our efforts in declaring war on COVID-19, and our every public utterance should be progressive and cohesive. As always, our actions should be accompanied by fervent prayers. Dominica, let us rid ourselves of all negativity and prejudice and derision and confront this head on.
And that was the General Secretary of the DPSU, Thomas Slater. And in a crisis like this, you need a government with the capacity to react. And if this is unable to be done by the government, then things will take a turn for the worse. This is according to the leader of the Dominica Freedom Party, Ken Vital. Speaking from an economic standpoint, Mr. Vital highlighted the broader picture of the ripple effect which may ensue if there is a failure on the government's part to react in a substantive manner against this crisis. He says that this is not an easy situation, and it is one that the government will need help on all fronts, or it will need help from on all fronts, because the truth of the matter is we are going to get an economic hit.
In a crisis like this, you need a government with the capacity to react. And if the government doesn't have the capacity to react, then the disaster is going to be greater, or the government debt is going to be increased significantly, or we would have to depend on some other external source of assistance like the IMF or the World Bank. We would have to turn to some of those institutions for help because of the great impact on the economy, on an economy that was already very, very, very weak. So this is not a very easy situation. It's going to be a real tough one. And the government will need help managing this situation, because we have to find ways not just to deal with it now, and we have to do that. We have to do all the things we need to do. We need to see how we could help those who need to be helped. They maybe didn't have a proper food plan in place. That needs to be fought through to ensure that during this time we can deal with this. If a case does appear and if it begins to increase, that you know, we can isolate it, we can treat it, we can control. And person's life can continue, utility bills can be paid, but the truth is, it's going to decimate the economy. The economy is going to be very weak, and we are going to need a recovery. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 months down the road, we're going to need recovery.
And that was leader of the Dominica Freedom Party, Ken Vital. Meantime, executive member of the DFP and businessman Michael Astafan says that we already have had a challenged healthcare system, and this is not just a COVID-19 issue, but one that spreads to different sectors of the healthcare system, and feels that we need to step up on the ball.
Our healthcare system is already challenged. I understand that a lot of persons coming into Dominica are not being screened adequately. And I'm not talking about for coronavirus, for things like tuberculosis, AIDS, and you know, other forms of things that you have to do whenever you're seeking to migrate or work in a foreign country. So we have a problem. We know the system is failing in that regard. You know your healthcare system, you overstretch. Some of the workers, you know, they do their very best, but you have limited resources. You have limited, so in some instances, you don't have the proper medication, the proper healthcare material and facilities. And, you know, they're doing their very best. Now, we're talking about a very contagious virus. And you need to apply common sense and also take full advantage of scientific data. From what I understand from the figures coming forth, if you have 2 today, within 10 days, you can say you have 1,024. That's what they're observing. Now, if you miss 2 today, how are you going to manage when a volume just turns upon you? You don't have the beds. You barely have the resources. So I think being prepared well in advance, these are one of the basic ways of stopping the spread of this virus.
And that was executive member of the Dominica Freedom Party and businessman Michael Astafans. And if people are genuine in wanting to work together, they will embrace a responsible union that is making sound recommendations on behalf of its frontline workers, says the president of the DPSU, Steve Benjamin. Mr. Benjamin says our frontline workers, their families, the people whom they serve are of the highest priority, and we have to put systems in place now, and we cannot wait until the crisis is at hand.
As a responsible union, we see ourselves as an equal partner to play our part and make our contribution. And if people are genuine in wanting to work together, they will embrace a union that is not criticizing, that is not agitating, but is making very sound recommendations for some slight policy adjustments and to take proactive action to help us to be in a better position to deal with this crisis if and when it confronts us. And most people say it's not if, it's when. Our health professionals, our frontline workers, their families, the people whom they serve are of the highest priority. And we have to put system in place now. Now, we cannot wait until the crisis is at hand for us to be, you know, scunting to find solutions.
And that was the president of the DPSU, Steve Benjamin. And in other news, the coronavirus outbreak, and the government of Grenada is advocating a serious social distancing as they enter into a new phase of protection against the COVID-19.
I announce that today, Sunday, March 22nd, 2020, the first laboratory confirmed case of COVID-19 in Grenada was diagnosed. Officials of the Ministry of Health are now aggressively conducting contact tracing. This is an imported case, and the patient is now in isolation to prevent the potential spread of the disease. She arrived in Grenada from the United Kingdom on March 16th. She became symptomatic on March the 17th and was subsequently tested. I assure you that our very capable medical team have been actively following up and engaging in contact tracing. We are already moving to isolate and monitor several other individuals who were in close contact with the patient. This will continue for the next 14 days at minimum. The patient is exhibiting mild symptoms, so we are encouraged, but we are not complacent. In keeping with standard protocol, the Ministry of Health has reported this confirmation of our first case to the World Health Organization and to the Pan American Health Organization. Delay displaying acute respiratory symptoms at this time. Ladies and gentlemen, this brings us to a new phase, a phase of making sure that this deadly disease does not spread within our shores. It is here.
Also in other news, the coronavirus outbreak in New York will get worse with damage accelerated by shortages of key medical supplies, the city's mayor has says. We're about 10 days away from seeing widespread shortages, Bill de Blasio says on Sunday, and I quote, if we don't get more ventilators, people will die. The New York state has become the epicenter of the outbreak in the U.S. and accounts for almost half of the country's cases. There are now 31,057 confirmed cases nationwide, with 390 deaths. On Sunday, the state's governor, Andrew Cuomo, says that 15,168 people had tested positive for the virus and an increase of more than 4,000 from the previous day. All Americans deserve the blunt truth, Mr. de Blasio told NBC News, as it's only getting worse. And in fact, April and May, we're going to be a lot more worse or a lot worse. The New York accounts now for 5% of the COVID-19 cases worldwide. And that's the morning news. Here's a recap of the headlines. Now, Dominica has reported its first positive case of the dreaded COVID-19 coronavirus, says Health, Wellness and New Health Investment Minister Dr. Irvin McIntyre yesterday on Sunday. The government of Grenada is now advocating for serious social distancing as they enter into a new phase of protection against COVID-19. And the coronavirus outbreak in New York will get worse with damage accelerated by shortages of key medical supplies, the city mayor has announced. The news was brought to you for the very kind compliments of Rudolph Thomas Enterprises. I've been your presenter, Hassan Robinson.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global.